Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ningyen M. Hangsing. The Chaksang Public Organization, CPO, has welcomed the Nagaland government's decision to constitute a reservation review commission, calling it a positive stride towards fairness, transparency and a more inclusive employment policy for all tribes in Nagaland. In a statement issued yesterday, the CPO appreciated the government's timely and decisive step and expressed hope that the RRC would bring clarity and balance to the reservation system. We have a report.
Citing disparity between advanced and backward tribes based on PIMS and census data, the CPO stressed the need to address inequities in employment opportunities, urging the government to safeguard the interests of backward tribes for social harmony and equitable development. The organization also called for the creation of a statutory commission of independent experts to overhaul the policy in line with the current socio-economic realities. Reaffirming its commitment, the CPO said it was ready to contribute to the effort for a fairer and more balanced policy that promotes equality and peaceful coexistence in the state. Asunyu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Five Tribes Committee on Review of Reservation Policy, CORRP, and the Apex Tribal Bodies of the Angami, Ao, Lotha, Rangma and Sumi communities have called for indefinite non-participation in all state government functions, including the Independence Day celebrations on August 15 across 8 districts of the state. In a press release issued yesterday, CORRP said the move was a step further in their agitation against the unresolved issues in which the state government has remained unresponsive so far. It express appreciation to the five Apex tribal bodies, Angami Public Organization, Ao Sendan, Lotha Hoho, Rengma Hoho and Sumi Hoho for standing by their joint meeting resolutions of August 9 and issuing a coordinated circular to all its frontal organizations and subunits for non-participation in all state government functions. The committee appealed to all the public, particularly the youth and students, to come forward, united in one voice and express their resentments through this peaceful non-participation participation, which forms part of every democratic right. It further requested the state government to avoid the temptation of coercing or intimidating the leaders of CSOs and public through use of government agencies at this stage to avoid any untoward situations. The Nagaland RMSA Teachers Association 2016 has served 7-day ultimatum to the state government demanding the immediate implementation of court orders and release of pending salaries and arrears. In a letter to the state mission director of Samagra Shiksha, the association expressed deep disappointment over the government's continued inaction despite a March 2022 Guwahati High Court Kohima bench ruling and a Supreme Court order upholding in May 2025, which directed recognition of their service from their appointment in 2016 and payment of full salary benefits. We have a report.
As per a 2000 office memorandum, the teachers are seeking implementation of the ROP 2017 pay scale of 9,300 to 34,800 rupees with 4,200 grade pay parity with RMSA 2010-13 teachers and recognition of their contractual service for all service benefits. The association warned of launching peaceful agitations and media campaigns if their demands are not addressed, calling the delay a form of judicial contempt and a disregard for the dignity of nearly a decade of service. The association has demanded action within 7 working days, failing which they will be compelled to initiate democratic forms of protest. Asunyu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Dimapur Municipal Council Sanitation Branch has warned that strict penalties will be imposed on residents and businesses who fail to comply with designated waste disposal timings between 6 p.m. and 5 a.m. Led by Sanitation Branch officials Achum Jami and Inzan Beni Hamsoy, the council issued a warning following repeated violations, with waste being dumped outside permitted hours, particularly after scheduled garbage collection rounds. Despite prior instructions, it has come to the notice of the Sanitation Branch that waste continues to be deposited outside of the prescribed hours. They raise concerns over worsening unsanitary conditions, public inconvenience and environmental hazards, stressing that such actions undermine the efforts of sanitation staff and deface public areas. The DMC has urged all citizens to act responsibly and help enforce the rules. Violators will face legal action, including fines under the Municipal Act, the council cautioned. The stage is set for a blockbuster finale as Morn and Newland storm jumped into the final of the Dr. T.R. Trophy 2025 after delivering electrifying performances in their respective semi-final clashes yesterday. In the first semi-final, Mon stamped their authority with a dominant 3-0 win over Mokokchung and booked their place in the title clash. Newland overcame a spirited late fight back from Kohima to win 3-2 in a pulsating contest that kept fans on edge until the final whistle. With both Mon and Newland showcasing attacking flair and tactical discipline, the grand finale on August 15 promises to be an epic. And, according to an update from the India Meteorological Department Centre, Kohima, light to moderate rain is very likely to occur at many places in Nagaland today, with heavy rainfall expected at isolated places in Kohima, Longleng, Mon and Tuen Sang. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.